Republican Greg Gianforte is heading to Washington to represent Montana in the House. He won a special election yesterday, the day after he was arrested for body slamming a reporter. Barry Peterson is in Big Sky Country.
In victory, Republican Greg Gianforte was first happy, then humble.
I should not have responded in the way that I did. And for that, I'm sorry.
And you're forgiven.
Gianforte faces charges of misdemeanor assault and will have to appear in court before June 7th. But some in the crowd said the fault belonged to the reporter for being too aggressive. Eric Jacobs voted for Gianforte.
In the old days, it used to be a man could step out and solve his problems man to man. I think there has to be a period where people draw the line.
The debate has now reached well beyond Montana. Conservative radio talk show host Rush Limbaugh also seemed to defend Gianforte.
This manly, obviously studly Republican candidate took the occasion to beat up a pajama-clad journalist.
And just this morning, Republican Texas Governor Greg Abbott pointed to a bullet-riddled target and actually said this.
I'm going to carry around in case I see any reporters.
Some say this anti-press sentiment is being fueled by President Trump.
A few days ago, I called the fake news the enemy of the people, and they are. They are the enemy of the people.
It's really a game changer.
Joel Simon is executive director of the Committee to Protect Journalists.
When journalists are doing their job and asking tough questions and sometimes being a little pushy, that would somehow justify some sort of physical attack, that's unacceptable. And we have to speak out about that.
America is a long ways away from the kind of attacks, sometimes including murder, that journalists have suffered in other countries. The worry is that violence aimed at journalists here could be an ominous step in that direction.